Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about SPCC with Scott Yeager in just a moment.
The promise made more than 20 years ago continues today. The commitment of Oklahoma's oil and natural gas industry to clean up the remnants of abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 15,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to cleaning up the remains of decades-old abandoned well sites. And while we are proud of our progress, our job is not finished. Oklahomans who work, play, and live in the land we call home have a right to the beauty and productivity they can take pride in once again. It's our foundation and pledge to future generations. OERB is proud to serve our neighbors in our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
SPCC, Spill Prevention, Control, and Countermeasure. Rules that have been around for a while now, and there's been quite a debate over the appropriate nature of these rules in relationship to on-farm fuel tanks. Scott Yeager is the National Cattlemen and Beef Association's Environmental Counsel, and he talks with us about what SPCC means to folks down on the farm and ranch.
So a little by way of background, the EPA's SPCC regulations were originally designed for major oil refineries, but over the past several years, the agency has threatened to subject agricultural producers to these regulations. And in 2014, Congress successfully brokered a bipartisan deal within the Water Resources Reform and Development Act of 2014, which was eventually signed into law that addressed EPA's SPCC rule for farms and provided immediate relief for farmers and ranchers. In June 2015, so just this past about a year ago, the EPA published a study which raised further concerns that farms and ranches would be significantly impacted by the SPC requirements, specifically by narrowing that farm exemption.
In the past, it's always been about on-farm fuel tanks, SPCC, but now it looks like EPA would like to broaden that and include feed ingredient storage.
When we're talking about the definition of oil under the SPCC regs, it includes a vast list of different things that you probably wouldn't think is oil. You know, diesel fuel, sure, but something like tallow and animal fats that are used in feed, you know, it probably doesn't rise to the same level as storing oil or diesel on your land, but they still fall under these same requirements. So one of the things that I work closely with Senator Fisher's office is to wholly exempt fats that are used in animal feed from the SPC regulations.
And Scott Yeager says NCBA and other agriculture groups are working hard to make sure whether you've got above ground farm fuel storage or in ground storage that your tanks don't fall under this very burdensome set of regulations.
That's right. So the legislation would actually raise the exemption so that less farms and ranches would fall under the SPCC rule. And that's really what we've been trying to go after for a long time, is to protect the small and the medium-sized guys so they can continue to do what they need to do without having to work under this top-down approach of an EPA SPCC permit, or in this case, it would be a control plan, secondary storage requirements, and compliance with that.
And Yeager says there is legislation out there that could provide some relief to farmers and ranchers that's working its way through both the House and the Senate.
This legislation provides a much-needed common sense and reasonable approach to how farms and ranches are to be regulated under EPA's SPCC rule. And if enacted, this legislation will save farmers and ranchers the time, money, and cut through needless red tape.
Scott Yeager, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, the Apache Auction Market's got a special cow sale coming up on Saturday, June 11th at high noon. Mark your calendar for that date. Taylor Ranch will be featuring 200 head of 3 to 4 year old Angus Krause cows, bred to Red Angus bulls. Knott Ranch, 140 head of 3 to 4 year old Angus Krause cows, AI'd to Red Angus bulls. They'll all calve in that October-December time frame. For more information, you can call the Apache Auction Market toll-free at 888-926-9696. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.